Well, California State Senator Fran Pavley joins us now from the State House in Sacramento. So, Senator Pavley, we just heard your governor's call for emergency rules, infrared cameras for inspection, for instance. You've got legislation calling for a moratorium on new injections into the large natural gas storage facility at Aliso Canyon. Injections, that means gas that comes in pipelines to the tank. One would have thought that that already happened. It hasn't?
We put the brakes on that a few months ago, I would say by early December. And the good news from that is it's reduced the pressure in the reservoirs. So it's estimated that about 50 to 60% reduction of methane has resulted. But we would also bar the use of those old 1950s era wells at the site. And this particular well casing that is cracked and the tube inside it that has the leak is dated back to 1953. And there are several dozen more of those that is pumping natural gas out of this reservoir. So that's part of the moratorium as well. We're reducing pressure by stopping things, natural gas from coming in, but we're looking at those older wells that perhaps their lifetime use has expired, and we're trying to make sure that between our Public Utilities Commission and our Division of Oil and Gas, that these wells are either phased out, and if it can't be safe, then they can't be used.
Well, and what other questions do you have? We heard about, for instance, new legislation that would make sure that these shutoff valves work, but some of the pipes in question or wells in question don't have those valves.
Well, we're going to change that, and I've actually met with the people in charge of the Division of Oil and Gas, and they admit they were 1978 regulations, very outdated, didn't take into concern the distance from homes and schools in relation to leaks and methane emissions. Those old standards were done by concerned about possible explosions. So the distance was minimal. It was 300 feet. This well that is leaking right now, methane gas, is about a mile from home, so quite a distance. It's not adequate enough, and it's about the emissions, the methane mixed with mercaptan, possible small limits of benzene that is so toxic and is considered a major health concern by the residents who live there.
Now, and again, the leaking storage well at Aliso Canyon doesn't have the safety valve, which would have stopped the leak, but also the current laws only require those safety valves for wells that are about 300 feet from homes, and you're pointing out this one was a mile away and is having these disastrous effects. Talk about what some of your, you know, constituents are struggling with.
We've got nearly 3,000 homes where families have been uprooted, and they're living either at hotels or renting homes. Southern California Gas is footing the bill and not the ratepayers, as well they should. So if you have children and you're not going to your local school and you're going to one 7 miles away, it's a problem. It puts a lot of stress on families. And we're actually finding that methane emissions with mercaptan may be impacting family pets. So, you know, for a week or two, people can live with this disruption. This has been going on since October 23rd. And families are assessing that are staying there whether they're making the right decision, because no one's really tested adequately because no one's been exposed to it like this. So part of this legislation package that we've introduced is looking at not only short-term impacts of mercaptan and methane gases, but the long-term impacts, and having an independent study that'll look at that, not just for the months ahead, but the years ahead.
Activist lawyer Aaron Brockovich was in Porter Ranch appealing to residents to file lawsuits against Southern California Gas Company. Meantime, this is the infrastructure there, and we can't help but think that across the country you've got people in Flint poisoned by their own water. Should there be some kind of a national wake-up call? I mean, people are asking for federal legislation. Are we being too micro, maybe? And you have to do this to address the issues of your constituents, but what would you say to people who don't live in Porter Ranch?
It's a wake-up call to all our state agencies, and I think all over the country we have problems with what I would call incompatible land use. Should thousands of people be living next to producing oil and gas fields with the potential for problems? And so we have to look at how we supply energy. I wouldn't put everything off on the federal government. Mm-hmm. Locals in zoning is part of it. State certainly has a role. They're on the ground, but the federal government as well. We're having problems in California, and I assume across the country, in what we call deferred maintenance.
Things are falling apart.
Yes, exactly right. We're seeing it in L.A. We're seeing it all over the country. And we haven't really put aside the resources to maintain and replace aging infrastructure and those corroded pipes that Flint, Michigan is facing. Sort of the same story as old wells from the 1950s being used. So I'd say all levels of government are involved and should be.
That's California State Senator Fran Pavley. She represents the community of Porter Ranch, which has been so disastrously affected by a gas leak there. Senator, thank you.
Thank you very much.